The last leaders of the faithful, Elendil and his sons, escaped from the downfall with 9 ships, bearing a seedling of Nimloth, and the 7 seeing stones, gifts of the Eldar to their house. And they were borne on the wings of a great storm, and cast upon the shores of Middle-earth. There they established in the northwest the Numenorean realms in exile, Arnor and Gondor. Elendil was the High King, and dwelt in the north at Annúminas, and the rule in the south was committed to his sons, Isildur and Anarion. They founded there Osgiliath, between Minas Ithil and Minas Arnor, not far from the confines of Mordor. For this good, at least, they believed had come out of ruin, that Sauron also had perished. But it was not so. Sauron was indeed caught in the wreck of Numenor, so that the bodily form in which he long had walked perished. But he fled back to Middle-earth, a spirit of hatred borne upon a dark wind. He was unable ever again to assume a form that seemed fair to men, but became black and hideous, and his power thereafter was through terror alone. He re-entered Mordor, and hid there for a time in silence. But his anger was great when he learned that Elendil, whom he most hated, had escaped him, and was now ordering a realm upon his borders. Therefore, after a time he made war upon the exiles, before they should take root. Orodruin burst once more into flame, and was named anew in Gondor Armon Amarth, Mount Doom. But Sauron struck too soon, before his own power was rebuilt. Where is the power of Gil-galad had increased in his absence? And in the last alliance that was made against him, Sauron was overthrown, and the One Ring was taken from him. So ended the Second Age. The Realms in Exile, the Northern Line. Eriador, Arnor, and the Heirs of Isildur. Eriador was of old the name of all the lands between the Misty Mountains and the Blue. In the south it was bounded by the Grey Flood and the Glanduin, that flows into it above Tharbad.